You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Brian Recker filling in for Mark Reardon, joining us now. You may have read some of his commentary pieces online. Robert Bryce, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Happy to be with you, Ryan.
I wanted to look at some of the commodities that people are getting excited about. And it's so funny because when our producer Fred sent me one of your latest pieces talking about copper, I keep seeing it show up in the news. As soon as someone said copper to me, all of a sudden, oh, I noticed it in this article. Oh, I noticed it in this article. It's kind of like when you're shopping for a vehicle and you start looking at a certain vehicle and then you're out on the road and you start seeing that vehicle everywhere. I've started with that with copper lately. So I wanted to talk about tariffs. So many people are talking about the price of gold and that has skyrocketed. Steel, because of where it's being made and depending on how the tariffs play out. But what's your take on copper and where that stands now?
Sure. Well, I'm fascinated as well. And I've been following the copper market avidly for about the last year. Just a quick preface. So I was invited to speak in Chile last year at a mining conference. And, you know, I'm a reporter. I'm a general, you know, interest energy and power reporter. So, they invited me. I thought, okay, well, I'll go down there. Anyway, so I'm talking to a mining company about what's happening in the copper market. And I finished this presentation, and I'm in Chile, which is the biggest copper producer in the world. And I presented on this, you know, all these analysts saying, oh, we need to double copper production. I get done, and a guy comes up to me and says, double? He says, we're in Chile. We're doing all we can to just keep production flat. So that just set me on this course of thinking about, okay, well, is this the case? The energy transition, we keep hearing about this, you know, EVs, wind turbines, you know, electrification, we need all this new copper. And yet the mining industry is saying, you're out of your mind. We're producing as much as we can. And then what spawned me to write my piece on Substack yesterday, of course, was President Trump saying, oh, he's going to slap a 50% tariff on copper. So, and now it's at all time, or yesterday was at all time record highs in on the New York COMEX. So all of these things together just make it a fascinating commodity that, unlike many of the other base metals, but one that I think is, you know, I don't know where I come down on it, Ryan. Honestly, is price going up, going down, going to stay the flat? I don't know.
Well, when I think about steel, for example, in the auto industry, how they needed to make cars, or gold, I'll use that as an example, in electronics and processors, gold is such a hot commodity because we're making so many high-tech components that need it right now. So the price is going through the roof. What are those things that use copper that we would look at as a huge need, a demand right now that we're just having a hard time keeping up with?
Well, housing, of course, is one of the big users, right? Something like 100 or 90 kilograms. So what is that? 150 pounds of copper is in an average house. Electric vehicles use a lot of copper, wind turbines, transformers, all kinds of electrical equipment, all depend on copper. It is the, you know, because it's highly conductive, it's really the backbone of our entire electric system. So it's ubiquitous in our lives. We don't think about it, and we've taken it for granted. And as I, you know, one of the points that I made in my article was, in addition to the price going up, the obstacles to increasing production are obvious, which include declining ore quality, which was what I, you know, heard a lot about in Chile. So, you know, from, and then the question I'm curious about, of course, you know, I'm going to be 65 in a few weeks, is, well, is it even investable? And I'm not sure for the ordinary investor, the average, you know, retail investor, it makes any sense because it's so volatile and hard to understand.
So what are they going to do now that they're making pennies? No more pennies there. I don't know how much copper was in pennies anymore. I mean, it seems like that was more adequate.
But, none now. Yeah. Almost none. I think they got rid of it because it was cost too much.
Too costly. And where are all these people, these junkies stealing copper lines going to get it from if we don't have copper around? You know, going into construction sites and ripping piping out of the wall and stuff like that. No,
the EV charging stations. Remember, they were going to the EV charging stations and tearing them apart to get the copper out of it. So that's the other, you know, it's a very valuable commodity on the in the recycling market.
Are we just getting better at recycling, too? I've seen so many people online show photos of them taking big quantities of just, even cases where it's not pure copper, it could be wound up with something else. And there's recycling sites that'll take this sort of thing. It sounds like there's always going to be a market for it, at least.
Well, and that's an interesting point, you know, Ryan. It's that, you know, what's the cure for high prices? High prices. What's the cure for low prices? Low prices. You know, that's the kind of the old adage in commodity businesses of all kinds. So if the copper price continues up, people are going to get more creative and maybe more greedy by, you know, stealing the things like transformers or other things, like you said, that, you know, theft at construction sites. But I just think it's important to keep these things in mind, because now Trump brings it to the fore, and whether he's going to follow through on this 50% tariff, you know, who knows? He changes his mind, you know, like I change my socks. So, but I think it's important to think about what this means in terms of long-term strategy for the U.S., particularly given that China controls and consumes at roughly half of the world's copper.
Mm, interesting. And I know that they're always looking for different mining spots in the United States. Like, I'm up here in Michigan, and in the UP, they have a huge mining operation, and they've always looked at things like copper in northern Michigan, and just some areas are just more susceptible to have large concentrations of it in, you know, whatever the ground conditions need to be. But
sure,
I find too that I'm not using this as a way to like invest, but I think logically speaking, you're right about the electric cars, but I feel like we're going to be doing so many building projects in the future to keep up with housing demands. They're going to need so much copper just for that alone, because every single large metropolitan area all complain they don't have enough housing. They need to build more housing. In order to build the housing, you have to have the materials for it, which would include copper.
Well, sure. And so let me take just one part of that, Ryan, where you talked about the mining. This is an area where the U.S. is going to have to get really sober about how we look at the future, particularly with regard to China. I've also written a lot about rare earth elements and rare earth magnets now. And of course, in response to Trump's tariffs, China shut down their exports of rare earth elements. That's the lanthanides, neodymium, praseodymium, which are used in automobiles, right? So the entire auto sector went into convulsions because China said, oh, you want to play that game? Well, we can play that game. We can play that game, too. But for the U.S. to look forward, we're going to have to start mining and refining more of these strategic metals, strategic elements ourselves. And that includes, as you say, mining in Michigan, mining in Minnesota, mining copper in Arizona. These are things that are going to, you know, yes, there are trade-offs. But the U.S., I think what we've seen now is that we just can't say, oh, the market's going to take care of this. Well, not so fast.
Yeah. And by the way, you write about these things, this current commentary piece you can find online, your Substack. If people wanted to find it, Robert Bryce, where can they look?
robertbryce.substack.com is where you go. And I wrote this piece, I called it Dr. Copper Takes Off, right? Because copper has been seen for, you know, years as an indicator of economic health. And Dr. Copper, the price of copper is going up, it generally means the economic growth is at hand. If it's falling, the opposite. But so I have 10 charts, 11 charts in there where I talk about price, I talk about China, I talk about the future of mining. Had a great time writing it, and I'm still going to follow it for a long time because I think it's such a critically important element.
Well, let's go back to these tariffs. Do you think encourage more companies to look at the United States as their home base of operation for things like mining. Do tariffs actually encourage that in the long run, do you think?
Well, I think yes, but the key thing that you said there, Ryan, is the long run. And this is one of the other challenges on the copper mining front, on the mining of anything front, is that mines are increasingly difficult to get sited and permitted. And it was one of the charts that I published using S&P Global data showing that over since the 90s, the time to open from the between discovery and opening a new mine has gone by something from like 9 years to nearly 18 years. And they're projecting that's going to be over 20 years. So there's a massive mine copper deposit in Arizona called Resolution. But it's that project has been in the permitting stage now for nearly two decades. So, you know, there's nothing about where we're finding ourselves, the U.S., that is, with regard to China, with regard to these strategic elements, rare earth elements, strategic metals. You know, China has been working on this strategy for decades. And now I think where the U.S. and a lot of people in the U.S., some strategists are waking up and saying, uh-oh, how did we get here? Well, we assumed that everything was going to work out and China was just going to be, you know, our friend. Well, China is not our friend. I'm not bashing China, but China's going to look out for China.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You remember, okay, so talking about this permitting and trying to get the proper way to mine, so many over-regulations in government, and there's a great example of this during the Biden administration where they made this announcement, we're going to do this big investment in high-speed internet, and I'm sure you're familiar with this thought exercise, but you have all these different areas across the United States. It was like 200 and some different areas that wanted to apply to get this grant money so they can install high-speed internet in these rural areas that don't have access to it. And through the whittling down process that the government overregulated every step of the way over and over and over and over again, of those like 200 and some, there was like maybe half a dozen that actually made it to the last thing. And this is after years of attempting to try to get it done. Overregulation right now, especially when it comes to drilling and trying to get some of these minerals on our own soil, we would be doing ourselves a favor if we relaxed it in order to expedite some of these things, wouldn't we?
Well, I take your point, and I think that's a valid one. And, you know, the problem is that, you know, people have land rights and they have, you know, these are, and there's the NGOs, the climate NGOs, these environmental groups have vast amounts of money at their disposal. I'm not going to say their budgets are unlimited, but you look at groups like Earth Justice, which was a spinoff of the Sierra Club. They're funded almost entirely by dark money. That is, their funders they don't name their donors, and they can litigate for years. So, you know, it's this idea of permitting reform has been bandied about for years now. Of course, you know, when Ryan in Congress, oh, we're going to do permitting reform. Easy to say, hard to do. So what I've been saying is that particularly when it comes to the rare earth elements, strategic elements like uranium, if we're going to build more nuclear plants in the U.S., we have to have a concerted, bipartisan, decadal focus on this that really looks at these strategic elements as a critical national security issue and approach it from that standpoint. And then from that standpoint, talk about permitting, that no, we can't just fence off uranium as the Biden administration did for, you know, over a huge area, I think in Arizona. No, we need to mine that. We can't just rely on Russia, for instance, which provides about a quarter of the enriched fuel for the U.S. nuclear fleet. We're going to have to be more self-sufficient on many of these strategic commodities.
Yeah, I mean, we have done that on the national stage. I go back to what President Trump said, warning Germany about relying on Russia with your pipeline of your oil or your energy needs. And they laughed at him. Oh, the no, this will never happen. And then look what happened after you get the pinch, and how much that hurts your people when you lose something that you rely on that's a necessity for your country. But when you have the resources available to you within your own country, you should be able to take advantage of those resources to better the people of that country, as opposed to trying to rely on other countries to supply things like your energy needs.
Well, I agree with you. And that was a very famous, I mean, I remember they've shown that tape many times where, you know, Trump is, you know, essentially wagging his finger in the face of the Germans and saying, hey, you tied your wagon to Gazprom. What are you doing? You know, yeah. And you're making yourselves dependent on the Russians. But now look at where Germany is. Their industry, their industrial sector is flagging. Their auto sector is in crisis. They're waking up and saying, oh, we relied too much on the Russians. Will you think? Oh, and you closed your nuclear plants. Well, that wasn't such a good move, was it? So I'm hopeful, Ryan, amidst all this, you know, there's a lot of tumult, there's a lot of uncertainty, that we're seeing more sobriety around some of these issues. And I have a lot of criticisms of President Trump, but I think on the energy front, his instincts have been right on target. And his appointment of Chris Wright for the Secretary of Energy, Doug Burgum at Interior, those were the right people in those jobs. And so many of the things they're doing on that are right on target. And I think very thankful that we didn't have, I'm not saying this is a partisan, but if the other candidate, the Democrats, had won, we would be in a world of hurt. So, again, a lot of criticisms I can make of President Trump. But on the energy front, I think he's been very clear eyed on this issue.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that a lot of people give him credit for, some things that he deserves credit for that he doesn't get. But either way, commentary pieces found on Substack, Robert Bryce. By the way, again, where can people find it?
RobertBryce.substack.com. Did I mention RobertBryce.substack.com? I hope I mentioned Ryan, RobertBryce.substack.com.
That's as easy as it gets. Robert Bryce, thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis. We appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.